Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the draft. Let's go to the Western Hotline because we're going to chat for a little bit with Tony Pauline from ProFootballNetwork.com, draft expert for them, and he's joining us right now here on WGR. Tony, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we get into Bills needs, Tony, regardless of position, the most impressive, talented players in this draft, in your opinion, who are some of the guys in that elite level?
Top of my board is obviously Chase Young of Ohio State, who I think is far away the top player in this year's draft. I like Andrew Thomas of Georgia more than most. Derrick Brown of Auburn is right up there. Tua Tagovailoa, despite the hip injury, Isaiah Simmons, and then Joe Burrow.
On Tua and Joe Burrow, do you feel like Burrow is a little bit of the hot commodity, and people are not sleeping on Tua necessarily, but it strikes me that Burrow likely goes number one and Chase Young goes two, and then the conversation starts about which team should go up for Burrow, or sorry, for Tagovailoa. Should Detroit do it? You know, there's some talk that they might want to swing big there. Is Tua not getting enough credit at this point?
Well, you know, I don't know that a team has to move up for Tua. They could, you know, the Dolphins could just sit there and maybe take him with their first pick. I think that in context, Burrow is the flavor of the day because of the way he played last year. He was always in the bright lights, and the brighter the lights got, the better he played. So he's getting a lot of love for that. I do think that Tua has a bigger body of work. I have Tua graded higher, you know, but Tua has the hip injury. Tua actually has more than a hip injury. He's had a succession of injuries, ankle injuries, knee injuries. So he does have an injury history, which is a concern. But I think, yeah, you know, people remember what they saw last impressions or what they remember. And Burrow won the Heisman. Burrow answered the call. So I do think that there's a bit of maybe overrating Burrow a bit and underrating Tua.
What kind of a difference? You said Chase Young would be at the top of your board. What kind of an impact, difference maker is this guy in year one?
As a pass rusher, I think he's going to be pretty significant. I mean, he is an exceptional pass rusher. He's a better pure edge rusher than either of the Bosa players, although he's not as a complete player. I think if Washington and Ron Rivera select him, and it looks like right now they're going to, we've got to wait and see what happens with the combine interviews and everything else. But I think, you know, you have to use him in a specific way early in his career because I think he's got a bit of a thin body. I think he could be a liability against the run, and he's primarily an edge rusher. But if you use him properly, I think he'll have a big impact as far as stats are concerned, tackles for loss and sacks. Just got to watch him against the run.
Are there, Tony, guys that you think, I know sometimes they go to the combine and depending on how a guy works out or runs or something like that, all of a sudden his draft stock seems to soar. Are there any players right now, anybody who really comes to mind, you think, boy, this guy's really good and he is just not getting the play, so to speak. People need to be talking about this guy more.
Ezra Cleveland, the left tackle from Boise State, a guy that's been a three-year starter at left tackle, missed one game, very athletic. I expect him to blow up the combine, and after the combine, everyone's going to be talking about Ezra Cleveland. I said all along he's a early second-round pick. I think he can broach the late part of round one, and I think that's what's going to happen after the combine.
What else, in terms of the combine next week, since you brought up Ezra, any other players or any other storylines that you are going to be interested to see as the combine plays out?
I think that the big storyline about the combine is now, you know, the workouts are in prime time after being first thing in the morning, which that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, but as far as the players are concerned, the thing about the combine is this. You know, the media talking points are the guys who run the fastest 40s, jump the highest. But the most important things are the medicals, which we won't learn about for a while, and the interviews. I mean, you remember what happened with Kai Polite last year with his interviews, how he basically went from a potential mid-first-round pick and dropped to the third round, and he's no longer in the league. So those are the things that I'm really going to be looking for. Fast 40 times, you know, are good talking points, but they don't really impact the draft as much as, let's say, the medicals or the interviews do.
You mentioned Tua and some of his health issues. Are there any other players, Tony, maybe of the top prospects, first-round guys, what have you, that are really big medical issues that you should keep an eye on?
Looking at the board right now, there are none that I think that we know of, you know, that have a, except for maybe Laviska Shenault, the receiver from Colorado, who's more of a late first-round pick. I mean, here's a guy who, coming into the season, people projected him as a potential top 12 pick, but he's been in and out of the lineup at Colorado with injuries the past year and a half. So I think that's something to keep an eye on, because when he's healthy and when he's on his game, he's a dominant receiver. He's tall, he's fast, he's a good pass catcher, but he struggled with injuries the past year and a half, which has really stunted his development.
He's a guy that has come up before when we've talked about possibilities for the Bills if they go with a receiver at 22. What if he's on the board there, and what about a player like Shenault would be a good ad for the, why would he be a good ad for the Bills, in your opinion?
Well, because he's a good receiver, and they need receivers. I think he's somebody to consider at 22. You got to look at what other players are available at that point. You know, is A.J. Epenesa somehow, of Iowa, still on the board? You know, what other receivers are on the board? What other offensive linemen, offensive tackles are on the board? You know, would they consider moving Cody Ford into guard? So I absolutely think he would be a he'd be in the conversation. You know, want to see how fast he runs. I think the Bills be better if they get a with Josh Allen at quarterback. If they get a guy that can really they can use in the vertical game, that can stretch the defense to make use of Allen's tremendous arm strength.
You mentioned Tony, go ahead.
But I think Shenault would have to be in the conversation, because again, you know, if he stays healthy and he continues to develop. And you take him at 22, you're going to get a guy that a lot of people thought was top 12 talent at one point in time.
You mentioned Epenesa. So Chase Young is long off the board by the time the Bills are at 22. But in terms of, they could use some help in terms of defensive end, or I'll say edge rusher, maybe it's an outside linebacker, whatever. But in terms of edge rush, what kind of talent level are we talking about in round one, maybe when you get into the back 10 or 12 of round one?
It really drops off. I mean, it significantly drops off. A.J. Epenesa is a terrific, in my opinion, complete defensive end. I don't think he's a great edge rusher. I mean, if you're looking for a real edge rusher, the bottom half of round one, maybe you look to Penn State's Yatar Gross-Matos, a guy who is more of a pure edge rusher than Epenesa. You know, maybe you take a shot on Julian Aquara of Notre Dame, although I think that's a little bit early. Both of those guys are better edge rushers than Epenesa, but Epenesa is more of a complete three-down defensive end.
So, I mean, Epenesa, it's not like he can't get to the quarterback, right?
He's a good pass rusher. You know, listen, I have a problem with the edge rushers. I like defensive ends, and A.J. Epenesa is a real three-down defensive end. He's a good pass rusher. He can defend the run. He can occupy the gaps. He's not one-dimensional, where, you know, Chase Young is a great edge rusher, but he's a lot more one-dimensional than A.J. Epenesa.
What, you know, in terms of the quarterbacks, you mentioned Tua, you'd have him ahead of Joe Burrow. Sorry about that. How deep is the quarterback draft? How many first-round quarterbacks do you project in this year's draft?
I think you're going to have four, maybe five. Obviously, Burrow and Tua. Then it's going to be Justin Herbert, who could slide into the top 12. Jordan Love, who's probably going to go somewhere mid-first round. And then the wild card as that fifth quarterback is going to be Jacob Eason of Washington.
One last thing, Tony, and it has nothing to do with this year's draft, but on the topic of quarterbacks, what are your evaluations of Trevor Lawrence at this point? And is that, you know, we're already hearing talk about, you know, should Carolina tank and go try and get the top pick, Trevor Lawrence, yada, yada, yada. Miami, maybe they should wait till next year. Where would you project out a Trevor Lawrence at this point?
I would have him ranked higher than any of the quarterbacks in this year's draft. First of all, I think, you know, tanking for a player is kind of crazy for a variety of reasons, especially if you're in the case of Miami, trying to, you know, doing it again or whatever. But Lawrence is, listen, Lawrence did not have a great beginning of the season, but compare Trevor Lawrence to Chase Young in that semifinal playoff game, where whenever Clemson needed a big play, Trevor Lawrence delivered the big play, as opposed to Chase Young, who, when Ohio State needed a big play, he never came through. I mean, he was non-existent. So you look at Trevor Lawrence, he's a terrific quarterback. He's a big play quarterback. Obviously, he's got to prove it one more season. But I think right now, if Trevor Lawrence was in this draft, he's the highest rated quarterback, by a long shot.
Tony Paulin with us, ProFootballNetwork.com, draft expert for them. You can check his site out and follow him on Twitter as well. Tony, thanks for giving us some time this morning. Enjoy all the lead up to the draft.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.